فأمه هاوية. والآيات في هذا المعنى كثيرة، فيجتمع الخوف والرجاء في آيتين مقترنتين أو آيات أو آية. This is a new chapter which Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings the heading Al-Jam'u Bain Al-Khawfi Wal-Raja. Prior to this was the chapter on Khawf, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then was the chapter on Raja and hope. Then he brought a brief chapter, Fadlul Raja, the virtue of having hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And finally, this chapter, which is also very brief, Al-Jam'u Bain Al-Khawfi Wal-Raja, to join between Khawf and Raja. Fear on the one side for Allah's punishment, and Raja and hope in the clemency and mercy and forgiveness and compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As we mentioned, Iman is a state between Khawf and Raja, a balance between the two. And in his introduction, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah chooses that school of thought where it is felt, on the one hand, some ulama feel that in the early stages of one's life, khawf should be ghalib, greater than raja. Some ulama feel that they should be equal. But all of them concur that in the latter part of the life, the raja and hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala should be greater than one's khawf and fear. So in his introduction, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah mentions, he says, I'alam, it should be noted that it is preferred for a person in the state of his health, in other words, in the earlier stages of his life, أن يكون خائفا راجيا, that this person on the one side should have khawf and fear, and on the other side he should have raja and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Imam Nawawi rahimullah mentions his opinion, يَكُونَ خَوْفُهُ وَرَجَاءُهُ سَوَاءٌ, his khawf and his raja and fear, his khawf and his raja and hope should be equal. However, in the state of illness, halul marad, illness here refers to terminal illness, the illness one person experiences in the latter part of his life. Or we may translate this marad to mean the decline of his life, when a person is now going downwards on his way out, halul marad. Then his raja should be increased, should be greater, should overpower the khawf. He says that this is established from the nusus of the kitab, that is the verses of the Quran and the sunnah. This is very clear and very apparent if one has to study and look at the verses of the Quran pertaining to this. Jannat, Jahannam, on the one side Allah's azab, the other side Allah's maghfirat, forgiveness, interspersed throughout Quran. There are more than 1,000 verses that deal with this. Imam Nawawi rahimullah has chosen just a few to introduce this, that we can never ever feel that now mashallah, main to pahunch gaya, that I've reached Allah's mercy, I'm very pious and done a lot of good deeds, now I can relax, on the one hand. And on the other hand, we should never become despondent in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the first of these verses, فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, that only that person feels secure from Allah's plan. Only that person feels secure that now he is safe from Allah's pakar, Allah's azab, Allah's chastisement. Only that person feels safe who is a loser, who is amongst the khasireen. No matter how pious a person is, he can never become complacent. He can never feel that now I am safe, I can take things for granted. Qadi Baydawi rahimahullah, great mufassir, he says, Makrullah isti'aratun li istidrajil abd wa akhdi min haythu la yahtasib. He says, what does makrullah in this verse mean? Makr normally means fareb in Urdu, the plan or the pursuit of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or in this context, the chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, what does it mean in this verse? It means that sometimes Allah ta'ala gives a person rope. Despite a person sinning, despite a person being one who Allah is angry with, Allah gives him rope. What is the rope? Allah gives him success. Allah showers the wealth of this world on this person. And sometimes a human being falls into this trap. Shaitan puts him into this trap that Allah's blessings are so much upon you. You are safe. You don't have to worry. But there are certain sins in the life of this person that Allah is not happy with. Allah gave him the rope so that he makes tawbah. Allah gave him the chance so that he makes tawbah. So he should not be deceived that this chance or this apparent showering of bounties upon me is a sign that Allah is happy with me. No. And Allah is looking at your life. Am I not doing something that Allah is angry with? So a Muslim throughout his life is worried. Darte roho. He fears all the time. فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ He is indeed amongst the loser if he reaches this point where he feels he is secure and safe during his life. The next verse, إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ Look at the balance that Quran gives us. What is the translation of this verse? Allah Ta'ala says, only he loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is a kafir. First verse, khasirin. This verse, kafirin. And yet, what is the first verse? Only that person feels secure from the punishment of Allah who is a loser. And in this verse, Allah says, only that person loses hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala who is a kafir. So this is what is meant when Imam Nawawi rahimahullah says, فَيَجْتَمِعُ الْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءُ In throughout Quran, khawf and raja both are found. There is a balance. Sometimes ayatain mutaqarinain. Sometimes two verses together. Sometimes the verses are separate. On one hand, Allah says, only he will feel that I am safe from Allah's punishment who is a loser. And on the other hand, Allah says, only he loses hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala who is a kafir and disbeliever. So in other words, the balance all the time, khawf and raja. Fear and raja and hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ Here, in one ayat, both three things are found. Allah says on that day, there will be some whose faces will be illuminated, will be shining. In other words, the jannatis, those who are happy, those who are now safe. Those who have received the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their way to Jannah, their faces will be shining. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ And on the other hand, وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ There will be those whose faces are blackened. With the nur, the illumination is taken away. This is a sign of those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us are going towards Jahannam. So first, Imam Nawawi rahimullah, يَجْتَمِعُ الْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءُ joins, shows how in Quran this concept of khawf and raja is joined but in separate verses. فَلَا يَأْمَنُ مَكْرَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَا يَيَسُ مِنْ رُوحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ Then he brings an example of how both are joined in one verse. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهُ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهُ And then another example along those lines where the two verses are next to each other. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ Verily your Rabb is swift in reckoning. Very quickly the pakar and the reckoning of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And immediately after that what Allah says, وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ And verily your Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very forgiving and very merciful. Another example of that, إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمٍ Allah says, the virtuous, the pious amongst you, those that pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lafi na'im, will be in bounties, will be in pleasures. In other words, they will be in Jannat. And immediately after that, wa innal fujjar lafi jahim. And verily the sinners will be in Jahannam, will be in the blazing fire. The difference between this example where this concept is mentioned side by side, one short verse, immediately after that another verse, is the first example Imam Nawawi rahimullah brings, where khawf is mentioned first, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَسَرِيعُ الْعِقَابِ. Your Rabb is swift in reckoning. Then Raja is mentioned. وَإِنَّهُ لَغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And your Rabb is very forgiving and merciful. In the next example, Raja is mentioned first. إِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمُ. The pious will be in paradise, will be in ni'mats, in bounties. And then khawf is mentioned. In other words, the sequence is not fixed. Sometimes, وَإِنَّ الْأَبْرَارَ لَفِي نَعِيمُ. The pious will be in pleasures. وَإِنَّ الْفُجَّارَ لَفِي جَحِيمُ. And the fujjar, the sinners, will be in a blazing fire. In other words, the sequence is not fixed. Sometimes Allah mentions His mercy first, then His azab. Sometimes the azab is mentioned first, then the mercy. Sometimes they both mention side by side. Sometimes they mention in the same verse. Sometimes they mention in separate verses, but together. Sometimes they mention in separate verses, but apart. Another example, Imam Nawawi rahimahullah brings, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. The one whose scale of deeds is weighty. The one whose scale of deeds is weighty. Allah Ta'ala says, فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. He will enter into a life of complete pleasure, of complete happiness, complete joy. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَفَّتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. And the one whose scale of deeds are light. In other words, his sins are greater. فَأُمُّهُ هَاوِيَةٌ. His abode is هَاوِيَةٌ. Hawiya, Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا هِيَا. What will make you come to know what is Hawiya? Then Quran itself explains to you what is Hawiya. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, نَارٌ حَامِيَا. It is a blazing fire. So Imam Nawawi rahimahullah, after mentioning all these verses, he says, وَالْآيَاتْ فِي هَذَا الْمَعْنَى كَثِيرًا. He says, there are many, many verses with this type of meaning. فَيَجْتَمِعُ الْخَوْفُ وَالرَّجَاءُ فِي آيَتَيْنِ مُقَتَرِينَتَيْنِ أَوْ آيَةٍ. As I explained, Imam Nawawi gives a synopsis of this, rahimahullah, where he says, khawf and raja are joined sometimes in two verses next to each other, sometimes in a few verses separated from each other, or sometimes in one verse together. وَنَبِي هُرَيْرَةَ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لو يعلم المؤمن ما عند الله من العقوبة ما طمع بجنته أحد ولو يعلم الكافر ما عند الله من الرحمة ما قنط من جنته أحد وما قنط من جنته أحد. رواه مسلم. This hadith is an apt example of this concept, that throughout one's life, one has to fear, no matter how pious you are, how many good deeds you are doing, how much guna you abstain from, you have to constantly fear that one slip up, one thing I do, anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it could lead to my destruction. Allah will not make zulm upon me, but I can never become complacent. And on the other hand, always we have to hope Allah is accepting our deeds. Allah is very merciful. Allah will wipe away my sins. There has to constantly be, throughout our lives, the balance of both these things. This is very beautifully outlined and explained in this very brief hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, where we see this concept brought forward very, very clearly, where Rasulullah, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that if a mu'min had to know, this word la ya'lam, lo ya'lam, if you had to know means with absolute certainty, if the level of your iman was where it was supposed to be, if you had total conviction, if you had to know what type of punishment is there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then ma tami'a bi jannatihi ahad, you would have no hope that Allah is going to put you into Jannah. If you knew what was in Jahannam, such would be your fear that you would have no hope of ever receiving Jannat. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if a mu'min had to really know what is by Allah Ta'ala, what type of punishment, this is why sometimes Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would say to Sahaba Ikram, that if you people had to come to know that which I know, you would run away to the mountains. You would derive no pleasure from women or the things of this world. You would cry inconsolably, as we find in previous ahadith. So this is where, when a person ponders over Allah's azab, over the punishment, over Jahannam, what lies ahead, Allah protect us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you really came to know what was there, you will have absolutely no hope that Allah is going to put you into Jannah. And then, on the other hand, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, if a kafir, if a total disbeliever, has to come to know what mercy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, what compassion and what kindness Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, then even that kafir will never despair of his Jannah. So this balance, al-khawfu bayn al-iman, bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. If a mu'min had to know what punishment is there, he will never take his good deeds for granted. He will feel he's never going to enter Jannah. So in other words, he'll keep on striving. And if a kafir had to come to know how much mercy Allah Ta'ala has, he will never give up hope that even at the last moment, let me accept iman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me Jannah, and Allah will wipe away my kufr and my sins. So he will never despair in the Jannah and the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanahu wa ta'ala.